You're listening to In Conversation. This is the final part of In Conversation. We're here with Joanne Morgan in Dukes. And Joanne, now we'll talk about life coaching and business coaching. What's involved in that?
Okay. Life coaching can be very much around getting from the here and now into the future, where they want to get in their life or in business, setting goals and all of that in the future. Planning, looking at a lot of kind of what's going on now in the day to day, what's working, what's not working, and where you want to go. But again, of course, even with business coaching, if there's patterns that I see manifesting in the business, like procrastination or decisions not being made or difficulty in setting boundaries, and this is evident in the business or the company, well, then that kind of starts with the business owner. So even though it's business coaching, sometimes it requires a little bit of coming back and looking at ourselves and the inside inner game of what's going on. Because in order for life coaching to be successful, because this is what I noticed when I started first with life coaching, I'd set a lot of clients, life coaching is very much about unearthing patterns that are running that are not in the client's awareness, because we don't always see our own patterns. So for some clients, I noticed that bringing that from the unawareness, say, to their awareness was enough to free them up to go on and action or do whatever they needed to do. But then I noticed for some clients it actually wasn't. They would still keep looping around procrastination, not making decisions, or whatever it was. You'd find that there's still a looping going on. But then I discovered that was very much linked to fear, because if you have a fear pattern running, which is similar to what we talked about earlier with the anxiety, just being aware of it or shining a light on it is not enough, because the subconscious mind, its primary function is to keep you safe at all times. So you might want to make brave and bold decisions in your business or life, but your subconscious mind is going, not safe, back in your box. So when you retreat and you decide not to make those decisions or those bold moves, then that anxiety or that fear settles back down again, because you're safe. And there is the pattern looping. So with life coaching and business coaching, while it is all about moving forward, progressing, sometimes I have to go back if there is that pattern running, because you can't really move forward until that's disconnected as well. Then you're free to work with the here and now. Mm. It's quite different. You're working from the here and now into the future. So I suppose what I have is a brilliant combination in terms of anything that's linked to the past or keeping you in the past. So it's like releasing the past, freeing you up to be present today, to move into your future without baggage from the past.
Mm. I presume that's very goal oriented as well, is it? Your goals are important in something like that.
With coaching, yeah. Very clear goals, vision, very clear vision of where you want to be, that it's so clear, it's crisp clear, that you know exactly where you want to be and you're working towards that. It's a very clear picture, clear intention.
And then you hear gut instinct, right? And it's very much mentioned a lot in business as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they could be planning all the time, but I went with my gut. But just from listening to you there, the gut can be a negative thing if it's the gut, if it's that voice that's saying, oh, don't do it, it's too risky or whatever, you know, like, how do you, you know, you, it's the whole gut feeling, how do you approach that?
Okay. Our gut never lets us down, ever. If we bring our energy, our focus, our awareness from our head down to our heart and then down to our gut and make a decision from there, from the heart, gut, it will always be the right decision. What you said about just there, it's actually not our gut, it's our head telling us don't do it. So I always say, I never trust my head. If I have a decision to make, and I go through this with clients, if you have a big decision to make or any decision to make, it's like, okay, straight out of your head, down into your heart and your gut. And I actually have an exercise that I do with clients. If you want to do that, it's just 4 seconds.
Yeah, how would you do that?
Okay, so just bring your awareness, your focus or your attention from your head down into your heart, so you can actually feel the energy drop. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you're down in the heart area. Can you actually feel the energy in the heart now? Mm-hmm. You can feel it circulating. It's there. And you can even bring that down further to the tummy, to the gut. 2, three, four, and there you are. So you can actually feel a response, or you can feel a decision. Feel what's the right thing to do. And if you trust that feeling and go with it, it won't let you down. It's our heads. We tend to be in our heads too much, and we go with our heads too much. It's our heads we can't. I feel, in my experience, can't trust.
When you were doing that, I closed my eyes and actually I became relaxed all of a sudden. It's a lot to do with your voice as well. And we said this up here, you've that kind of calming voice. But it's so difficult to take a moment out in this day and age with smartphones. We haven't even mentioned them. But, you know, that thing of carrying to bed, I'm addicted to them myself, I have to admit. You know, you're carrying to bed, you're looking at it before you go to bed and all this. And it kind of creates that stress as well, doesn't it? It just puts you a bit on edge, that you're constantly looking for your phone, constantly looking for updates or whatever, you know?
It is. It's actually a huge cause, because if you think about it, where the stimulus is constant, so we're not really getting a chance to come back home, as I say it, into our bodies and into our hearts, because that's where we belong. So if we're constantly being bombarded, it's keeping us outside of ourselves in the external world, where a lot of these problems or stresses are created. So it's absolutely vital, which is why I said earlier about even sitting for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, or in that case, that was only about 10 seconds, to drop from your head down to your heart. And that's a real powerful experience. I mean, you could do that 10 times a day easily at 5 seconds a pop.
Well, your doggy is barking at us, so I think it's time to finish up this evening. What's his name?
Cola.
How important are pets?
Oh, absolutely fabulous, because pets can really teach us a lot about love and unconditional love. Because that's an area I work as well with clients who are not feeling lovable or unloved or whatever, or don't know what the feeling of love or the experience of it is. So pets are fantastic for that.
They're unbelievable, aren't they? We have a golden retriever at home. If you come home, you're stressed, they sort you out. And that's why there's therapy animals, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. Can see why.
Well, look, Joanne, it's been an absolute pleasure coming here this evening. If people want to contact you, how do they go about that?
I suppose my website is the best way, www.joannemorgan.ie, as opposed to calling out a number.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So, on the website, joannemorgan.ie.
Joanne Morgan, so Google that is what I always say. Joanne, thanks a million. It's been an absolute pleasure and great insight into what you do. A former radio carry person as well. It is always great to meet them. Thanks a million and best luck with the future.
Thank you so much, Jo. It was fabulous to meet you.
That's it for this evening's In Conversation. My thanks to Joanne. My thanks to Matthew Green, who was on sound. Sounds Country is on the way, so keep it here on Radio Kerry. I'll be back again this Saturday with the Saturday Supplement from 9 a.m. Until then, look after yourself and take care.